So this is going to be very exciting video for me to share with you, because in this video, I'm going to talk to you how to quickly get into flow state. And I love flow state. So that's what we're going to talk about. So without further ado, to get into flow state quickly, the first thing that is very important is you want to about to do something that you genuinely enjoy doing. So you need to be actually excited about what you're about to do. And you also want it to be important to you. So that's the first thing. It needs to be something that you genuinely enjoy, and it needs to be something, you know, that is important. The second thing is that the task that you're about to do, or the thing that you're about to do, needs to be challenging enough to stimulate your brain, but it shouldn't be feel so difficult that you immediately feel like, okay, this is going to be impossible, because that's going to hold you back from getting into this flow state. So the thing that I really like, and what I think for everybody is there for everybody, is that you want to go to a quiet place without any distractions. The main thing is distractions. It's the number one killer for flow state. Once you fall out of flow state, for example, it's very hard to get back in quickly. It takes about 15 to 20 minutes to enter flow state, but if you lose the flow state, it can even take up to an hour to get back into flow state. So what you want to do is you want to laser focus on one clear task, and you want to stick with it as long as you possibly can. And if you do this, you will naturally enter a flow state. So let's give you an example. You are working and you want to get into flow. So what you want to do is try completing a few small tasks first. And then you are going to move on to your flow state task without any distractions. First of all, again, you want to work in this quiet environment. You want to start with some simple tasks that are easy to complete, and they are going to take about 15 minutes, because it will help you, you know, get into kind of like flow anyways, and you are going to tick boxes off of your to-do list. So for example, you can start off, if you're, for example, doing business, you can start up by, you know, checking certain statistics, you know, doing some, you know, answering some emails or something. You know, you want to do those things and then mark them as done. So you have a good feeling. This helps you to ease into your flow state. And then you want to move on to your main flow task, you know, your main flow state task, without any browsers open, without any tabs open, without any social media, without any other distractions. You just want to do the work. And you'll notice that once you've completed your smaller tasks successfully and you shift to your main focus task, that you naturally want to finish that as well. And you'll just keep going, actually, without your attention being pulled away into kind of all like different directions. So another way to enhance your flow state is actually by using binaural beats. You know, these binaural beats, they stimulate the alpha brainwaves that are active during a flow state. And in a more alert state, your brain produces beta waves. And in a flow state, again, your brain produces more alpha waves. So I have some soundtracks for you that you can listen to, and I'll place them below, an audio that I personally use sometimes, not all the time, but if I feel like, and if I don't forget it, I will put on this specific audio. And you want to, by the way, listen to this audio with headphones, because without them, the binaural beats don't work. Because what happens with binaural beats is, for example, your left ear, it receives sound at a certain frequency, let's say 132 hertz, while your right ear receives a slightly different frequency, like 121 hertz. So the difference between these two headphones and ears is 11 hertz. And your brain creates then a third tone at 11 hertz. So binaural beats, they work actually like some auditorial illusion, just like optical illusion are there for your eyes. So you can use binaural beats to get into flow state faster, and you can play them in the background. You know, if your ear starts to hurt, or the sound is too sharp or something, or it's unpleasant, of course, then it's too loud. You want to just, you know, put the volume down a little bit. And for me, actually, if I just remember it, it helps me very much to enter in flow state, especially when you just start working out, actually purposefully go into flow state. You know, it's handy to use these binaural beats. I don't need to use it so much, but I work very good on it. So I hope this is helping you. This was a very, you know, short module on flow state, but it can have a huge impact on your mood and the way you're going to get things done. I get just a ton of things done every day. People are very surprised how much stuff I'm doing throughout the day because I'm just entering flow state. I'm just keep on going. So I'm going to, you know, close this module off with this video. And with that said, I will hope to see you tomorrow again in a new module. And it's actually going to be an integration day again, so that we are going to just see all the things that we did in the past couple of days. We are going to see what, you know, sticks and clicks with you best, and so that you can integrate them into your life and actually have some real world results from it. Because, you know, watching these videos is one thing, and it's all nice and knowledge is nice, but actually implementing and integrating this stuff in your life will make the difference. Okay, so I'm going to see you tomorrow in the next video.